Howdy, neighbors. It's time for us to take a look at our market analysis today with Justin Lewis from KIS Futures. Justin talking livestock, grain, oilseed, cotton futures for us today. We're back with his analysis in just a moment.
It's the 2016 special cow sale at the Apache Auction Market. It's on Friday, March 12th at noon at the Apache Auction location. There will be 800-plus cows consigned, 120 cow-calf pairs and heavy-bred cows off the Hutchison Ranch, 400 cow-calf pairs and heavy-bred cows off the Nault Ranch, 103 to 4-year-old pairs and heavy-bred Angus-based cows off Chance Slater. For more auction information, call 888-926-9696. That's 888-926-9696. Or visit the website www.stockmanoklahoma.com.
The cattle futures today were mixed on the feeders to finish lower on the March, down 60 at 157.90, April down 42, but May and on back were higher. May's up 30, August up 67, and we're starting to see some of that seasonal weakness in the spring contracts versus the summer and further out contracts. So that was the feature today. That March-August spread that a lot of folks watch, March-August down a That spread's down $1.20. That's at a difference of 22 cents. So March is still over August. On a seasonal basis, this time of year, March would actually be below August. So that's happening. Live cattle are also lower, 30 to 50 lower here to close out the day. Box beef here at midday up 17 on choice, up $1.89 on select. Feeder cattle index 158.82 as of Friday, so we're at a discount there. Now, on the grains, we've seen some additional short covering here. We're higher in corn, higher in beans, and higher in wheat. Although the wheat is off the highs by about 7 cents, July Kansas City is still up 2.25 at 480 and a quarter. Corn up a penny, Dease corn up 1.25 at 379. Beans are the leader here, up 2 to 3 cents. But across the board, we're higher on grains. This morning's export report was bullish across the board. They were at the high or just a little bit higher than the high end of the range on wheat, corn, and beans. Wheat was 443,000 metric tons. We're expecting 300 to 435. Corn, 953,000 metric tons. We're expecting 615 to 825. And then beans, 1.06 million metric tons. We're looking for 725 to 1.15. This Wednesday, we've got the monthly USDA report, which will give us the latest ending stocks numbers for the wheat, corn, and beans, not only in the U.S., but also the world. Wheat ending stocks are expected to increase 975 million bushels, up from February's guess of 966. Corn and beans also increasing, corn up to 1.854 billion, up from last month's 1.837. And beans, 452 million, that's 2 million bushels higher than February. On the world level, wheat's expected to drop just a touch to 238.77 million metric tons. Corn, a little increase up to 209.08. And then beans, also an increase to 80.89. So in summary, it looks like in the U.S. everything's going to be up a touch on the world level. Wheat tighter, but corn and beans bigger.
Thank you, Justin. Futures trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Have yourself a great day, everybody. That is our market analysis, courtesy of KIS Futures. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.